Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. That has become my new favorite bump right there.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome.
It made the cut.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Are they changing each day?
Well, you missed his R&B hip hop introduction yesterday. Yeah.
I accidentally put that one in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, how did I miss it?
Because you...
Was I not here?
She was downstairs.
Yeah, you were... it was right before... It was the second to last segment of the day.
Also...
And you came in like 2 minutes after the segment started.
Everybody should know that Allison's being Bob the Builder today and hanging things up and just...
Oh, yeah, you can see it right there. Yeah.
I think it looks good.
So thank you, Allison.
Yeah, I think it looks...
Thank you. Looks good. Looks nice. Thank you.
What are those... Do you think those are roads? What? Are they...
Oh, they're roads. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. We got a lot of...
I was 65. Thinking like river.
I see it.
No. I see 65 and 20.
Okay.
Anywho.
Let's
get going.
Let's montage it, man.
Oh, yeah. It is montage time, which means... I got to tell you all about attorney Stan McDonald, who is a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee out of Huntsville. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. Not only will Stan advocate and fight for your legal needs and rights, but he has been an absolute warrior for causes near and dear to our Right Side Ruffian community. Attorney Stan McDonald has represented his clients in literally thousands of real estate transactions over the years. And when Stan McDonald is on your side, you have no greater friend, and likewise, your adversary will have no greater foe. So attorney Stan McDonald, here's his phone number, 256-533-0202. That's 256-533-0202 and tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And no representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. And now it's time to stand by for news.
Stand by for news.
Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate.
You know, obviously, whatever the ethnic group, the actions of a few dozen should not impugn an entire community of thousands of people.
Come see Columbus, Ohio, fraud investigators. If you go to the government-assisted housing areas, you will find that most of the housing is Somalians. I would say about 80% of the government-assisted housing in Columbus is occupied by Somalians. And the parking lot is occupied with a whole bunch of brand new cars. Y'all don't want to talk about fraud.
Of all liberation struggles in the movements that seek a world of justice, equality, and peace, that seek to dismantle the United States. I hope you seek to dismantle the United States. And if that isn't your politics, okay?
Tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice.
And it happened January 5th, 2021. A mysterious person covered from head to toe, placed pipe bombs outside both the Democratic National Committee and Republican National Committee here in our nation's capital. We don't know the suspect's name or anything about this person other than the fact this is a male that was living in Northern Virginia, arrested at some point within the last 90 minutes, now in federal custody.
Well,
save the Coke.
Fisherman tried to save the Coke.
It's literally the ticker.
Is it wrong if I say maybe one of the guy's names allegedly? I'm just kidding. I was going to make up a name. Never mind.
Of the two guys that were trying to save the Coke.
Save the Coke.
Hey, the boat was just blown up. We escaped death, but I'm going back. I guess because you're going to die if you lose the Coke.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're going to die. Yeah, you're going to die. I mean, you've just, yeah. Do you realize what that says about the people that would target them for not getting the Coke that they were supposed to bring to us?
Yeah.
Ruthless, brutal, and they tried to save the Coke.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Save the Coke.
Well, if I may, on that story, it's pretty insane because the Washington Post has been running with these two anonymous sources say Pete Hegseth said, quote, kill them all. And they were clinging on the side of the boat and they were fighting for their lives and they were just innocent, you know, Venezuelans.
Waving the white flag.
Innocent Venezuelans who just wanted to go back home to their family. And Hegseth said, kill them all. And it's a war crime and Hegseth should be, you know, executed for his crimes against humanity. And then ABC, of all places, as you know, the conservative ABC, said, no, actually, they were back on the boat. They were coordinating to continue to, or like have somebody else come get the Coke and continue its trek to the U.S. That's a bit different than what the Washington Post was trying to say. So, yeah, like it, if ABC of all places is having to fact check the Washington Post, it's hilarious.
That's rich.
So, yeah, the whole war crimes, you know, all of our legal analysts say that Hegseth committed war crimes. It's like, no, that's, it's ridiculous. But that just shows how much they're grasping at straws with everything. Mm.
But that makes me nervous because why are they all of a sudden fact checking anything? Why not run with it? I mean, is it a liability thing where they're like, we don't want to get sued? Trump sues everybody and he wins.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a liability thing. And I think if it was known that ABC had these sources and didn't disclose them or tell the story, then they probably would have been in a lot of trouble.
Now, was CBS that he just won a lawsuit against? Or was it ABC? CBS, right?
CBS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think they've all been put on notice and they'll be on their best behavior for a while. But I do think it's rich that one's fact-checking the other, since they haven't bothered to check a fact in about 10 years.
I mean, they've really honed in on Hegseth, though, so I think that shows he's doing a good job. Because there was the signal gate, you know, all of the... I mean, he went through, I think, the most contentious confirmation process. Vance literally had to break the tie, and now this, like, that's a target for them. I think that shows he's doing a good job.
The sewer is alive and well.
He's 100% a Christian nationalist, so we're going to totally take him out. Mm-hmm. He was very adamant in that cabinet meeting of the way things went down that he was not giving that directive, that his whoever was in charge had the total authority to make that call, and he stood behind him, which is awesome. I mean, people are taking you down. You could easily throw your guy under the bus and be like, I'm going to talk to him. I don't know why. You know, the chain of command is flowing well until you get to the Democrats who then want to say, y'all, and has anything happened with that? I haven't seen an update on Sedition or Mark Kelly, like them calling him in or have we gotten anywhere?
No.
How quickly we forget.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I heard somebody last night suggest that Hegseth would be one of the first to go, but...
What do you mean first to go?
That they were just kind of postulating and trying to figure out how long can this guy hang on with all the scrutiny that he faces.
I see what you're saying. Like he would leave
himself. He would leave, but I don't think so. I think he is doing a darn fine job. He is not one of the chosen ones, and that's why we need him there. He's fearless. He has a profound sense of right and wrong. And that is not something that's easy to discover in D.C.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting, but I do believe that ABC fact-checking, was it WAPO?
Yeah, WAPO.
They just don't want to get sued. So hopefully, and I was looking earlier today to see if the Washington Post had retracted any of their story.
Pretty sure they're doubling
they
down.
They better consider, Trump doesn't care. He's got... He doesn't care. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
So what are traditional rules of engagement? And our Huntsville military people can tell me, because I don't know. But if you're in a fight, say you're in a urban street fight, and I'm thinking of Mogadishu just because Mike Durant's podcast with Sean Ryan came out today, actually. So everybody needs to go check that out. I can't wait to watch it. If they surrender or look like they're giving up, you're supposed to just take them as prisoners. And, you know, you've killed all their buddies. But if they are like, I give up,
well,
what do you do? And how do you do that when you're on a boat that's exploded in the middle of the ocean?
The main question has been, what do you, like, are we at war with these cartels? The main argument I've seen from actual, like, legal analysts who are, you know, saying that this was a crime instead of, like, you know, the stupid liberals who are just screaming war crime. The main argument I've seen is, you know, this wasn't a war crime. This was plain murder because we're not at war with, you know, these drug boats or these, you know, who can confirm that they're actually carrying drugs or whatever. So that's been the main crux of, are we actually at war with these people? Because it's not a war crime. If you're actually at war and you know, try to take them all out with one strike, there's maybe one or two left. Another strike, that's completely legal, right, from what I can see. So the main question has been, oh, we're not actually at war with these people. So this was just plain murder. Did Trump not declare war on Tren de Aragua? Mm-hmm. So is Tren de Aragua not a paramilitary cartel that is actively bringing drugs to America? It seems so flimsy to me to try to say we're not, you know, because, oh, but Congress didn't declare war. Mm. That's, I don't know. It's silly to me. If Trump declared war on Tren de Aragua and they are actively bringing drugs to America, then I think that's fair to say we're at war. So there has not been a solid argument to say that a double tap or whatever is against what, you know, or is a war crime. I think the main argument has been we're not actually at war with them. That's what I've seen.
Okay.
And could we not ask them to defend their position of doing nothing? I mean, is that what they're asking us to do, is nothing?
Yeah.
Because the follow the proper channel is a tired and weak argument. How about somebody ask them, like, please defend doing nothing? How's that going?
You're talking
for
about
us?
Just watching the boat
just
drive
watching
on in
the
to-
boat drive on yeah. in. Yeah. Watch the boat drive on in. Watch the lives that the drug epidemic has just wreaked havoc on our country. Please defend your idleness when, or do you just not, you're okay with it?
Yeah.
Are you guys good with the drugs? Like, really? And we want to know.
Of course, Rand Paul is leading the charge on, yeah. It's like, libertarians are so cute, like, and naive. I used to be one of those. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, when somebody believes, you know, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them. These are drug traffickers. They don't care who they kill. They've killed thousands of Americans indirectly through their drug use and drug proliferation. So could you please, for the love of all that's good and holy, stop it with your weak arguments? We're watching you do nothing. You've done nothing for years. You've gotten away with it, but now you can't, because we have somebody who wants to do something and he doesn't care what you think about him. Can you imagine being that free in Washington, D.C., as Pete Hegseth? He just doesn't care.
No, but it's what you have to be. And that's the problem. So many people in D.C. or Montgomery, wherever you are, they're there for their next stepping stone, their next position, their next election. And they govern and make decisions based on that. And clearly, Pete Hegseth does not give a rip. Mm. Get rid of me. Don't care. And that's what we need. A few more of those.
That's right.
That's right. I know we've got to take a break. I really want to talk about Ilhan Omar's video, because I've never, and I hate it if you couldn't see it. You need to go look it up, because she looks terrified.
Mm-hmm,
she
absolutely.
Knows she's been caught. And what they did is no small change.
Oh.
$1 billion.
But it's just a few people.
Third parties.
How can you denigrate a whole group? It's just a few people, Allison.
She's a biscuit.
Man.
We'll talk about her more on the other side. She deserves it. We'll be right back.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work. Finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for 5 different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.